Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetah.webs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning, my family. Good morning, Cheap Cheetah family. How are you this morning? Hope everything is going well for February 22nd, 2015. I'm looking out my window right now, and I see a beautiful snowfall. Snow is nice, but after a while you get tired of it, and thank God I'm not in Boston, because if you don't know, Boston was hit really hard with a lot of snow. Snow is cute for a while, folks, but, you know, once you shovel it like the hundredth time, you get tired. But we're not here to talk about snow. We're here to talk about money. And today's topic is buying an existing business. Is it good, bad, or I'm not sure. So before we talk about that, I'd like to let you know, first of all, I'd like to thank my archivers, my people in my chat room. Thank you very much for being part of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show this morning. I'd like to let you know, again, we have a Facebook page, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Please become a part of it. Let me know what's going on in your life. When it comes to saving, making, and having fun with money. Also, we have Cheap Cheetah Blog, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, the blog where we talk about different things that's been on the show. You know, we have the books. And, you know, I'm always looking for sponsors. See, I'm making it short and cute today. See? You know, because after a while, we know it. Basically, for more information on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, or the products or the service we offer, just check out my profile on Blog Talk Radio or go to my Facebook page or Twitter page. So, see, I like it when I make it short and sweet, don't you? All right, today we're going to talk about buying an existing business. Is that a good idea or a bad idea? And when I say buying an existing business, I mean a business that somebody has already established that they're selling. I'm like talking like a franchise. A business that's already, you know, it's up and running and it has a track record and somebody else did the hard part and you come in and you just duplicate what they do, maybe in definitely in a different location. So say if you want to open a Dunkin' Donuts, or say if you want to open like 1-800-Flowers, or if you want to open a cleaning like Mr. Clean Cleaning Solution, or if you want to open Mr. Hot Dog Stand, if franchises, Miss Fields Cookies, things like that. Is it a good thing when you're thinking about starting a business to open an existing franchise, or is it better to start on your own? Okay. So we already know what existing franchise is. And from what I'm gathering from my information, everything that I would like to share with you, it says businesses fail due to lack of capitalization and knowledge of the industry, traffic, good location, and change in population. These are the key reasons why startup and existing businesses fail. Okay, you have to think about it. If you want to buy a startup, first of all, a lot of startups are very expensive. They can run you a couple hundred thousand dollars. Even if you buy the ones that's like ABC startup, they can still run you a couple of thousand dollars. All right. So you have to realize, do you have the money for this? Number two, do you really want to go into this kind of business? And do you know the business? Okay, you can't just go into a 1-800-Flower franchise and say, okay, here's your money, and I'm going to start one, and I have this great location. And then you go in there and don't know what the hell you're doing, okay, because you're going to fail. Let's get real. You're going to fail. You spent a lot of money, say, on 1-800-Flowers. You don't know nothing about the business, And let's not talk about location. If you're not in a good location, or as I've seen it and you've seen it too, and I'm just doing 1-800-Flowers, for example. You have 1-800-Flowers. You just got one nice location on the corner of 1-800 Main Street. And then maybe two blocks over is another 1-800-Flowers. So you know you've seen that. I've seen where two franchises are right across the street from each other. So you have to look at all these factors if you want to start or buy an existing business. You also have to look at the business plan itself. Have you ever been in business before? What are your personality traits like? You can be a poor business person, or you can be a very good business person. And to give you an example of that, the program Profits. There's a program called Profits, and it's about a guy who goes around and he fixes businesses and he buys them. He tells them what's wrong with them, and he buys a percentage of the business and then he revamps the business. When you look at shows like that, you will see a lot of good businesses that are going in the toilet because a lot of times it's a lot of personal issues behind the business that's not allowing the business to run properly. A lot of times it's just poor packaging and poor business management. A lot of times it's the owner of the business does not know what the heck he's doing. So you have to really take these things in consideration. And you have to think, am I cut out to run a business? Like I said, let's go over some basic things in order to, is it good or bad to buy an existing business? First of all, money. Do you have that kind of money to lose? Whatever business you're buying, like I said, some of them are very expensive, some of them are not, but it's still going to cost you a couple of $1,000 regardless of what business you buy. Are you sure you want to get into that business? Let's take a cheap business. Let's take XYZ cleaning services. Say the business is $50,000, and that's for the business name and the products and them showing you how they do it and how they succeed in their business, okay? That's not giving you the location. That's not showing you exactly. They'll show you the basics, but they won't exactly show you how to keep your customers in the door. They'll give you the basics, but it's up to you to do what you got to do to keep your business running. Can you afford it? Okay, because losing, say, $30,000 is a lot of money, especially if you don't have the knowledge and don't have the willpower to keep running 1-800 cleaners, you know, cleaning service. Traffic, where, remember now, you have to buy a building or you have to put your business somewhere. If you can't run it out your basement, especially if it's a big business, so you have to get a location, lease a location. That's more money. And let's not talk about franchise fees that go with owning these existing businesses. Okay, and I'm talking franchises because a lot of times franchises, when you purchase them, there's fees involved. And besides you getting the franchise, you have to pay them a percentage. And you got clicking, chipping for advertising fees. It's a whole bunch of fees associated with buying existing business. Now, that's on the franchise. If you're just buying, say, a flower shop from mom and pop and you got one store, still got to do your homework. Okay, franchise fees and stuff may not be involved in that, but the price probably will be more. And mom and pop has been there for a while, but are they making money? So you really have to look at a lot of things before you buy existing business, whether it's a franchise or whether it's a mom-and-pop business that they're getting ready to retire and they just want to sell the business and you buy the business. So you got to look at that. You got to look at your personality. What kind of personality do you have? Do you have a stomach for this? It's buying existing business or any kind of business, even a startup business, you have to realize 7 days a week, almost 24 hours a day. No sleep, no nothing. You have to get your business up and running. You're going to make a lot of sacrifices socially, family, a lot of things will come into play. So you have to really think about that. When you're buying an existing business, not only must you know the business inside out, but you also must think of ways that will help you run your business. Say if your business is slow and you still need a cash flow to run it, what other ways can your business bring in money? Like if a bakery, if you have a bakery, you're doing catering. If you have a flower shop, you not only have the foot traffic, but you try to maybe establish yourself with a funeral home or a wedding venue or something like that. So you always, it's not just the business. You have to think of other ways to make your business grow and bring the money in the door. Because a lot of times with existing businesses, the foot traffic is not always there. With any business, you're talking about long hours and a lot of stress. Can you handle that? Can your family handle it? Do you have family support? Whether you're doing a startup, franchise, whatever, a lot of stress. A lot of things that you have to handle. You have to have a lot of balls up in the air. Is your family behind you? Is your family okay with you spending all this money? Is your family okay with you not being there for major milestones that they want you to be there for? Is the family okay with you buying this business? Are they there to help you? Are they there to support you mentally and financially? These are all the things that you got to think about. You can't just get up one morning and say, oh, by the way, I want a Dunkin' Donuts shop. Let me go down to the Dunkin' Donuts headquarters and find out how much it costs and give them my money and just say, look, I want this Dunkin' Donuts shop. And then, bam, I'm opening. So now you're standing there in your Dunkin' Donuts shop doing what? Looking foolish. That's the only way. You're looking foolish. Okay. When you're looking for a business to purchase, think about this. Why is this company, why do people sell in this business? What are the profit and loss on that business? Do I have the money to lose if I cannot make this business work? We talked about that. You always have to look at the profit and loss statements of a business, okay, whether it's a franchise or whether it's mom and pop selling they bakery or they deli or, I don't know, they catering place, whatever. You always have to look at it. And, again, if you go to the program, the profit, and watch some of these businesses, that's the first thing the guy does when he goes in there. He looks at the business, he sees how the business is run, and he asks for the profit and loss statement because that will tell you exactly if the business is doing well or if the business is in the toilet. And I don't think you would want to buy a business that's in the toilet, okay, because that would be a foolish move. Because, you know, maybe you can say, well, I can buy businesses in the toilet, and then I'll take my money, and then I'm just that smart, and I'll turn it around. A lot of key things come into play when you buy a business in the toilet. Okay. To me personally, that's foolish. But think about this. Good businesses that are doing well and making money are often not for sale. That is so true. If I have a business and I'm bringing in, I don't know, say $50,000 to $100,000 a month, why would I be selling it? It's the ones that are in the toilet that are trying to sell a business. Or I may be making marginal sales, and I'm tired of it, so I sell it, okay? Or, all right, you could say, well, maybe the person is making good money and they're selling it because they're old and they want to retire. Why wouldn't they give it to their kids? Think about it. If you had something that was really good and you would make a hand over fist, would you sell it? No. You got to think about this. Make sure to have the business that you're thinking about purchasing have their books looked over by a CPA that you trust before you buy. Certified public accountant. Make sure all your books, or the company's books. The business you want to buy, we again, 1-800-FLOWERS. I want to buy this 1-800-FLOWERS. I have the money. I have the family support. You don't know how well they're doing. Okay? So you need to look over their books. Your accountant that you trust need to look over their books. Don't take the business side to say, oh, we're making a lot of money, so you're saying, here, you know, fine, I trust you. No. When it comes to your money, you have to do your homework when it comes to a business. Whether you start a business or you buy a business, you still have to do your homework and see if the business would be profitable. Why buy a sinking ship when it's already underwater and you're standing there? Why buy it? You know, so you get my point? Before buying a business of any kind, contact your local SCORES office and attend some of their small business classes. Know what you're doing before you get into it, okay? Take your classes. SCORE is a major federally funded program where they have a lot of business owners that sit down and talk to you about different aspects of business. If you have a business plan, are you right for the business? Do you have the business personality? They also offer a lot of different business classes on advertising, startup businesses, how to advertise, a lot of stuff. And it's not going to cost you a lot of money. Trust me. We have a SCORE around in where I live. Well, close to where I live. Anyway, they do a lot of great things for up-and-coming businesses, people who want to buy franchises. They do offer a lot of classes. I've taken classes myself in marketing, social media, and things like that. So, yes, do your homework, folks. Do your homework. Unless you're rolling like that with a lot of money and you can just throw the money out the window, then throw it over here to me. But if you could just throw it out the window for a franchise, then fine. But we all not rolling like that. And, yes, a lot of times we want to do things besides our 9-to-5. We want something that we call our own. And we don't want the hassle of starting our business from scratch. We want somebody with a track record, somebody who's already done it. We just want to replicate what you do somewhere else. That costs money. And, like I said, you have to have the personality. You have to have the backing financially and mentally and physically. You have to really want to do it. Okay? And what I want you to do right now is listen to our commercial from our sponsor.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist promotion get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
Thank you for a great commercial from Access to a Rising Artist. And getting back to professionals, for is it good to buy existing business, yes or no? You have to use professionals when you want to buy this business, okay? TPA, your lawyers, and you got to do your due diligence, all right? You can't take for granted that the business looks okay. And I know I keep talking about the profit, but one perfect example. He went into a company that was making decent money, so they said. Okay, it was like a Greek restaurant, like they make the gyros and stuff. And what they did was they had a little small Greek restaurant, and they started franchising. And people were buying this Greek restaurant, you know. They were showing them how to, you know, make Greek food and gyros and stuff like that. Make a long story short, when the guy Marcus went to talk to the franchisees, they were not happy. They were not making money. The whole plan just, and they spent a lot of money to own these franchises, plus they spent for fees and everything like that. The store, whole store concept was not correct because nobody was uniformed. The owners that were franchisees that were doing it, like I said, they were not happy. The owner who started the franchise, he didn't know what he was doing. He was just, you know, going by the hip. But my point in telling you this is you got to know your business. You got to talk to other people who like I said, if you want a Dunkin' Donuts or 1-800-Flowers, you investigate them, you find out, you get your personnel, you get your professionals. But go around and talk to other people who've owned 1-800-Flowers in different neighborhoods and say, look, do you like the company? Do you like working for the company? What a good, bad. Interview other franchisees if you're interested in that store that you want to buy. If it's a mom-pa store that only has, he's selling the deli or whatever the case may be because they're retiring, talk to the customers. Talk to people around the neighborhood. Talk to people within maybe a 20-mile radius of where the store is. See what the feedback is. See if you can make that store work like Mom and Pa did. Sit back and just stand outside and see what kind of traffic comes in that store. There is more to buying a business than just flopping your money down and saying, here, I want it. Okay? Use professionals, and I can't stress that more. Do your due diligence. Otherwise, you'll become one of the many that you'll become one of many small businesses that ends up getting slaughtered. You lose your money and your business. That's not cool. Think about who your customers will be. Your business should be very careful and say if your customer will be the middle class with their money is running out. Okay. Let me just rephrase that. Who are your customers? Okay. 1-800-Flowers. Who calls you? Mom, Pa, little deli on the corner. Who goes in there every day? Okay. Because Mom, Pa have competition. And also look at your competition. Who are your customers? Are you catering to high-end customers? Are you catering to the middle class? Are you catering to lower middle class? Are they coming in frequently? Do they like the products you're buying? Do you think you're going to have a dry spell at one point? Because when the economy goes up, people spend. When the economy goes down, they don't. If you're dealing with high-end customers, it takes a totally different personality than if you would deal with a middle class customer. You got to look at the economy, too. There's so many factors that you have to look at when you buy in a business. A startup, but right now we're talking about buying an existing business. And so far, it's you got to do your homework, folks. And is your service or product or whatever you're selling, is it in demand? Do people want it? Do you see 100,000 people walking in and out your store? Are you going to make money with this franchise? So, let's go over briefly what we talked about while we got a few minutes. Good or bad buying existing business? Okay, and we're talking franchise, a mom pa on the corner, and I'm going to run through this real quick. You got to look at how much it costs. You got to look at your personality. You have to look at the support you have from your family. You got to make sure you have professionals. You have to do your due diligence, okay? You have to definitely, CPA, you have to let CPA look over the book. You have to look at the profit and loss statements on that business. You got to look at any hidden fees that you didn't expect that the business may tell you that you have to pay, like advertising fees or a 5% fee for just owning its name on an ongoing basis. It's not just let me give you the money and you give me a franchise and we're through. No. Depending on what company you're looking at, there's a lot of hidden fees. You have to know what you're doing. You have to know the business inside and out. Take your classes before you even think about starting a business to see if you have the right personality to run that kind of business. You have to think outside the box. Yes, say 1-800-Flowers, you're selling flowers, but you're selling flowers not just to the general public. You got a partnership with other people, so that way you can always keep money coming into the door. Think about not having a life for the next 5-6 years, because it's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week kind of job. You're going to be high stress, and you're going to be busting your behind because you have to make that business grow, okay? Just because you buy it does not mean it's going to be a success. It all falls on you and the people you hire and the devotion you have to making the business grow. Think about your customers. Who are you selling your products to? Are your customers fickle? When they have money, they buy from you. When they don't have money, they don't buy from you. Who are your customers? Are they going to continue to support you? Are they going to continue to rally behind you and, you know, help you feed your family, in a sense, by buying your products? Who are the people that you have to cater to? You have to, you know, who are your people? And basically, is it worth buying a business, an existing business? Is it worth doing a startup business? That's all on you, folks. That's all on you. Me, per se, personally, all of it's a lot of work. All of it is a lot of work. But some people like buying existing business. Some people buy existing business and it takes off. Some people do a startup. It takes off. It depends on what you're willing to sacrifice. You're rolling your dice and you're taking chances. And I'm not saying don't take chances. I'm just saying you have to realize what you're sacrificing and are you willing to sacrifice it, and most importantly, are you willing to lose it? Next Sunday, it's Money in the News. I'm getting tongue-tied already. Can you believe it's March 1st already? God, what happened to February? February is a short month. Good goodness. If you have any questions or comments, or you have topics that you would like for me to talk about on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, please email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. I would love to hear your comments and suggestions. I'm strong. I can take it. If it's good, bad, ugly, let me know. You know, I appreciate the support. I appreciate the emails. I really appreciate every one of you because we are family. And if you have comments or suggestions, or if you have somebody who would like to be on the show, then let a sister know. Because it's not just my show, it's our show. I want us to go hard this year. I want us to, you know, make our savings goals and accomplish them and do them. I want us to eventually, our main goal is to be financially free, and I want us to be that. So, you know, let me know exactly what you want to talk about. Because I can talk about so many things that interest me, you know. And I can bring on so many people that I want to share with you, but I want to bring on. Also, let me run this by you real quick while I got 90 seconds. If you're in the New York area, sister need a favor. Please hit me up on cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. I am thinking about trying to have a Cheap Cheetah Money group, where we get together maybe twice a month to save money, to talk about saving, making, and having fun with money. So if you're in the New York area and you're interested in having a meetup, then let me know, and then I'll put something together, because I am interested in meeting you. If you have friends that are interested, like I said, let me know at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and we'll have a New York Cheap Cheetah meeting. Well, we talk about saving, making, having fun with money. A small little get-together where it's all about money. And if we can pick up some steam, we'll have it like twice a month. So it's time to come from behind the computer and let's get together face-to-face. New York, Philadelphia, Jersey, wherever you're from, let me know. And I want to try to put that together for 2015. That's my goal, because I want to meet my family. It's time for a family reunion, don't you think? On that note, keep your mind on your money on your mind. Take care. Love you. And have a great treat to the week and save that money.
Thank you.